T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh here, 7:30 here on a Monday morning, President's Day. Fog, mist, and 43 degrees. The spring and summer travel season begins soon. Wichita Airport's Director Victor White tells KNSS News, Allegiant Air will soon resume low-cost service to Destin, Florida.
They're going to start their nonstop flights on March the 5th and run through the end of October. So it's a longer season. They're also going to reinstate their seasonal service to Orlando Sanford and to Los Angeles International. So those are three routes that are coming up here in the next month or so.
Wichita's Eisenhower National Airport celebrates its fifth birthday in June. A political dispute between the Kansas Senate's top two Republicans over abortion and Medicaid expansion has escalated.
Senate President Susan Weigel of Wichita distributed an editorial to newspapers across the state this weekend, defending her moves to block a bipartisan Medicaid expansion plan drafted by Senate Majority Leader Jim Denning of Overland Park and Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. Weigel moved after a proposed pro-life amendment to the state constitution failed in the Kansas House. Abortion opponents argue Medicaid expansion would lead to taxpayer-funded abortions if the Kansas Supreme Court decision protecting abortion rights isn't overturned. Denning says there is no link. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
National and state Democratic groups have filed a lawsuit against Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab over the failure to implement a new law aimed at making it easier to vote. Schwab commented on the John Whitmer Show.
The legislature gave us the authority to write the rules and regs, which we're doing. And two, nobody's being harmed. You can still go vote, just like you did when Laura Kelly was elected.
The John Whitmer Show, Sunday at 7, Sunday night at 7, here on KNSS. The Wichita Police Department is warning citizens of a phone impersonation scam with individuals claiming to be Wichita police officers.
Friday, a fraud case was investigated where an unknown suspect contacted a 64-year-old female representing himself as an officer, demanding money and claiming the woman would be arrested because she was not cooperating with the Social Security Administration. The Wichita Police Department says they will never call anyone on behalf of the Social Security Administration. In addition, department members will never call requesting money or gift cards, and that these type of calls are scams. If you have any questions about the legitimacy of a call from the police department, you can call City Hall at 316-268-4111. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
A new documentary examines a gruesome 80s crime spree and the man behind it.
In Investigation Discovery's two-hour special, The Green River Killer, Mind of a Monster, Gary Ridgway confesses to police, "I want to be the best serial killer out there." He said he wanted to kill as many prostitutes as possible because he figured sex workers wouldn't be reported missing. The killings began in the early 80s in Washington State as the bodies of the young women began appearing along the banks of the Green River.
As police investigated the crime scene, they made another grim find.
Processing the scene where the victims were in the water was where we found the third victim on the banks.
The special uses in-depth interviews from investigators who worked the case. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We have some patchy areas of low clouds and dense fog across south-central Kansas on this President's Day. And by this afternoon, mostly sunny, we may get to 60 for the high with a gusty north wind. Clouding up and a bit colder tonight, our low 32. Sunny and cool on Tuesday with a high in the mid-40s. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now fog, mist, 43 degrees. We have a north wind at 8 miles per hour. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS and here on a Monday. Monday with the mayor. Wichita Mayor Brandon Whittle is with us this morning. Good morning, sir. You know, it is President's Day, and I'm sure you're supposed to have the day off, but thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't think I ever get a day off, to be honest.
never get one, huh?
I don't think I can tell people if they come up to me in the supermarket or anything and have questions that, hey, come back at during office hours.
That's a good one, yeah. Sorry, can't talk right now. I'm not on the clock.
Right.
Well, listen, what about presidents? Do you have a favorite? Most people do, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing, to be honest, it's nothing unusual. My favorite's Kennedy. I think Kennedy really was a great president because he was able to not talk in partisan terms. You know, he kind of presented himself, and his agenda was more to find common ground. So Kennedy, I got a portrait of him hanging up my office over in the mayor's office. But he's definitely one of my favorites.
Well, of course, I was like 12, 13 years old when he was president, and he brought to the country a feeling that, you know, it's time for the young people to take over and young people to be heard and do some, go to the moon, do all. He challenged us. He really did. So an interesting, one of my favorites as well, President Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah, and then, you know, he was cut down too soon in his prime, of course, but I think if he would have built his presidency, we probably would have saw some great stuff. He definitely was a visionary.
Listen, you've got to have a meeting tomorrow. The city council is going to have a meeting. I was looking at the agenda, and I saw the quarterly financial report, and I guess a year end as well. Have you had a chance to look at that? What kind of financial shape is the city in right now?
You know, I haven't dived too deep into it. We are better than the state has been when I was serving as a legislator. For the majority of my time, the state was in the red, and we had to, you know, either talk about cutting essential services or raising taxes. I know the city is going to be a lot better off than that. So it's really going to be about prioritizing and setting up, all right, what does the picture look like financially, and then getting together our budget. And, you know, as you guys know, a budget is not just what you're going to spend, but it's also a reflection of our priorities. So making sure that, you know, we prioritize public safety and getting back to basics.
So you're well within that, but you're within the budget process right now because it goes on pretty much year round till August at least, huh?
Yeah, it does. Which, you know, that's a little crazy. In the legislature, I think we have, you know, just a few weeks where we work on, you know, a huge budget, and this one talks go on throughout the summer.
They're going to take a look at the LW Clapp Master Plan. You had a golf course there for many. We had a golf course there for many years, but the golf course is now closed, and we're going to do something else. So we're going to take a look at that, right?
Yeah, it needs to be something big, and we're just starting those talks. I mean, the Clapp's Master Plan was going to happen on Tuesday. I think is just taking that beginning that process. When Clapp closed, a lot of people were upset. I was showing up to neighbor association meetings, and yeah, I just felt bad for Councilmember Clendenin because it was in his district, and he was just, trying to explain what happened and be empathetic. But then, you know, people were very upset. So I think once you can start showing people and getting people involved in what the future of that area looks like, making sure you have community buy-in, we have an opportunity to do something really great over there. And being from South Wichita, yeah, I understand that there are people who think or feel that they're not getting their fair share from the city. So this is a chance to really really reverse that trend, make sure that, you know, what we replace Clapp with is going to be something awesome.
What do you think? One or two ideas on the table? Is it going to be a park for kids? Is it going to be a water park? Anything like that?
You know, everything's on the table. If your listeners have good ideas, they should reach out to us. I've heard everything from, you know, a great green space with, you know, disc golf to a ropes course with zip lines. It's really about, you know, it's a clean slate, right? Like, what can we do here? A clean canvas, I guess. What can we do with this incredible space? And what is Wichita missing? So I think it's going to be something that we'll have, you know, trails where people who just want to walk and get some exercise can go. But what is going to be the anchor? You know, I think we could do something really cool with zip lines, with not just going towards the younger kid demographic, but also the older demographic where people you know, might want to try something new.
You had several golf courses. We had several golf courses that had to be closed and so forth because of the fact that I guess people just don't play golf as much as they used to. And, you know, this is the way these things happen. As you know, demographic trends come along and people do different things. And I guess city council and city government has to be responsive to that.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I think we could have made clap work. It's just, I talk to people who follow golf, and if you compare our golf system to Lincoln, Nebraska, they're actually really comparable in size and how many courses that they maintain. But, you know, Lincoln, Nebraska is in the black. Well, what are they doing different? You know, we could have had those type of conversations.
Yeah.
But this happened before my time. The ball's already rolling with closing down clap. I don't think I think that area has to get redone. It has to get something new and cool there. I don't think we could just reopen clap. I think the process of taking clap apart's already started. So, you know, thinking forward, we do want to protect our golf courses, and I think we could do that if we get more innovative with you know, how we market it and also how we collect fees. And they started changing some of that, and you know, we got to just learn from what's working and keep doing that, and learn from what's not working and stop doing that.
Okay. Anything else on the agenda you want to talk about this morning? If we got it covered.
You know, really not much on the agenda. It's going to be a kind of easy one, as you guys know. Last agenda, the last meeting lasts about 4 hours, so I think the manager and the council are going easy on us today or tomorrow.
Okay.
I just want to tell people to check out, if you're affected by the layoffs, make sure you check out the website. It's theaircapitaloftheworld.com. It's a one-stop shop for not only a list of the services you can get if you're laid off, but also jobs and educational opportunities.
All right.
WSU Tech last week just came out, and they're offering free scholarships for people who are laid off and want to take that time to get a new certification. So just want to tell your listeners to check that out if they're part of you know, the group of people who are affected by this economic situation with Boeing. With Sprint.
Good idea. Thank you for being with us this morning. And if somebody asks you a question today, remember, you're not on the clock today, so you don't have to answer. Okay.
Right. I'll just tell them that. It was like it was.
All right. Thank you.
Day.
Thank you, sir. Monday's with the mayor, Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple, with Steve and Ted this morning at 7:43 here on this Monday morning, President's Day. Coming up, we've got a Business Journal update for you with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.